Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. This is the Africa Review in 5, written by Paul Schlayline and presented by Amikani Katunga. Should we stop having kids? Galatians 6 verse 7 teaches an important principle. You will always harvest what you plant. This concept is especially pertinent regarding the falling birth rates worldwide, including in Africa. When a society ignores God's directive to be fruitful and multiply, its death rate will surpass its fertility rate, and that nation will begin to die. For example, researchers estimate that the population of Japan, currently at 125 million, will more than halve to 53 million by the end of the century. Russia, Ukraine, and Italy face a similar problem. These nations thought they were smarter than God, and now they are reaping the consequences. Africa is doing relatively well regarding birth rates. The top 12 nations in the world with the highest percentages are all from Africa. This is promising, and something over which to rejoice. But these statistics can be misleading. A nation's population may grow, while its birth rate is decreasing. South Africa, for example, has seen its family units shrinking for years. According to Stats SA, in 1996, the average household had 4.5 members. However, in 2022, that number has decreased to 3.5 members, despite the country's population increasing by over 20 million during the same time. The influx of abortion, contraception, and women in the workforce has decreased the birth rates around the world. Our world doesn't seem to value children, seeing them as a bother, a viewpoint sadly shared by many Christians. How should Christians regard the bearing of children? First, children are a gift from God. Genesis 33 describes the stirring reunion of two brothers who had been estranged for two decades. Jacob worried his brother Esau may try and attack his family. So, as a godly man should do, he walked out in front and placed his wife and children in the rear. After an emotional greeting and embrace, the first question Esau asked was, "Who are these with you?" Jacob answered, "The children whom God has graciously given your servant." Esau didn't begin by asking Jacob about his wealth, his flocks, his home, his business, and his health. He asked about his most precious possession, his children. Jacob answered by referring to his kids as gracious gifts. The church must return to this perspective. Psalm 127 verse 3 highlights the blessing of offspring, saying, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward." Christians love what Jesus loves, and Jesus loves children. "Let the little children come to me," Jesus said in Matthew 19 verse 14, "and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Jesus healed children. Jesus loved children. Jesus held children. When Jesus taught the crowds how to enter the kingdom, he used a child from the audience to illustrate his point. "Humble yourself like one of these children," Jesus said, "and you'll be the greatest in the kingdom." To love and cherish children is to be like Jesus. Conversely, to despise and kill children is to be like Satan, Jesus' greatest enemy. Never are humans more like the devil than when they harm innocent life. Satan tried to slay Jesus in the womb through Herod's Christmastime decree. As the Lord Jesus said, Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Second, children bring blessings to society. It takes a lot of energy to maintain a country's roads, hospitals, schools, and businesses. Nations and families that stop having children will not have the ability to keep these institutions going. When God commanded Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply, he quickly followed this imperative with three more: fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. The way to subdue the earth is by having kids. Sons are the logical next step to carry on a work. Businesses and projects often fail because there are no capable hands to whom a father may pass them on. Third, children will be a curse when God's plan is ignored. Out-of-wedlock births hurt society because two-parent homes strengthen the family in every category, including morality, education, and economics. Proverbs doesn't teach that children are always a blessing. Godly kids are blessings. The most effective answer to overpopulation doomsdayers is a large, character-filled home that makes them want to have a big family of their own. What can we do to turn the tide of crashing birth rates? How can we return to the fruitfulness that God blesses? First, Christian couples must consider adding more children to their family. Don't buy the lie that two children are more than enough. Through the years, I've met many senior saints who told me they wished they had more children. But I have never met any who said they wished they had less. Second, the church should herald the high value of children, especially within the confines of marriage, and should reject all religious, educational, and political institutions that support abortion and safe sex campaigns. Put pro-kid Christian books in their hands, like Charles Spurgeon's Come Ye Children. Finally, marriage must always be the horse that pulls the carriage of children, and never the reverse. Though it grieves us that South Africa has among the world's highest percentages of children living in a single-parent household, we should rejoice that the church possesses the tools to build a healthy home God's way. And that's it for the Africa Review in 5 on this Tuesday, April 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe to the Missionary Minds podcast on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. I'm Yamikani Katunga. Be not weary in well-doing.